The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments to overturn a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling in November that stated the president's travel ban exceeded the authority of Congress and violated immigration laws barring discrimination in issuing visas. Solicitor General Noel Francisco told the 9 Supreme Court justices that the president's proclamation is constitutional.
The proclamation reflects a foreign policy and national security judgment that falls well within the president's power under 1182F and has been successful, which is why the country of Chad was recently dropped from the list.
1182F of the U.S. Code provides executive authority to exclude aliens or deny them entry into the U.S. The state of Hawaii, including several individuals and a Muslim group, challenged the president's travel ban for immigrants, refugees, and visa holders from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen. Attorney Neil Katyal presented arguments for Hawaii.
The executive order is unlawful for three reasons. It conflicts with Congress's policy choices. It defies the bar on nationality discrimination, something you never heard my friend talk about. And it violates the First Amendment.
Lieutenant Governor Doug Chin was state attorney general until February of this year. He was the first state attorney general to challenge the presidential travel ban in federal district court and won. He attended the 70-minute Supreme Court hearing in Washington, D.C., and provided this assessment via telephone.
It was a very active court. 8 out of the 9 justices, all except Justice Thomas, asked questions. They really seemed to be looking at taking this case in a lot of different directions, everywhere from striking down the ban to upholding it to perhaps sending it back to a lower court to look into seeing whether or not the program was actually accomplishing what it said it was supposed to accomplish.
Chin expects a split decision from the Supreme Court, but he maintains the travel ban is illegal and unconstitutional, and the president cannot operate as though he is above the law. Attorney Katyal presented his closing arguments for the Hawaii respondents.
Congress is in the driver's seat when it comes to immigration, and that this executive order transgresses the limits that every president has done with this proclamation power since 1918, and to accept it here is to accept that the president can take an iron wrecking ball to the statute and pick and choose things that he doesn't want for purposes of our immigration code. That can't be the law of the United States.
And Solicitor General Francisco offered his final rebuttal.
The president has made crystal clear on September 25th that he had no intention of imposing the Muslim ban. He has made crystal clear that Muslims in this country are great Americans, and there are many, many Muslim countries who love this country, and he has praised Islam as one of the great countries of the world. This proclamation is about what it says is about, foreign policy and national security, and we would ask that you reverse the court below.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.